This is the BBC Home Service.
Good. Now all here is that same announcement by a midget.
This is the BBC Home Service.
Who's he?
I'm a friend of Bert Fatang.
Fatang?
Fatang.
Pintaco.
Fatang. Friend of Bert Fatang.
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 Here's Fontylibbon. You are listening to the soundtrack of this week's Wonder Ear film presenting Captain Stingo or...
Goonlore or anything of Al Hearn. See, hear, and smell hairless midget Harry Seagoon as double Captain Rapture. Hard riding, hard shooting, hard up cowboy.
Hello, you ornery critters!
This role calls for great audience imagination. See, feel, and hit Spike Maligner as the dying actor.
Radio screen. See the hand-operated electric teeth of Peter Voices Sellers as Big Black Beauty, the man wallpaper stallion. Listen to the strains of Tex McGlenn and his sons of the bicycle saddle.
Here we are. Well, oh, dear.
This, then, is your entertainment for this evening. ...1867 and dead on time. The harbor of Boston is a hive of inactivity as English immigrants bring their shattered bank accounts to the New World. Alongside is the good ship Venus. The pling-plang-toof-nobbity-nibbity-noo pleater, omnivorous plethora, pletty-plong-plong-tarty-dee-voo-to-dooey, fit-pull, tong-tang-ting-put-put... I can't read this rubbish.
It's Holland in the Marker.
Yes, Sonny, it's a tradition amongst drowning men. Ah, come, let's step ashore into America, the land of plenty.
Hey, bud, you got a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Well, poor man, you must be starving. Here, take that.
Oh, buddy.
That'll teach you not to be poor in front of me again. Fill the horses up with 3 gallons of hay. What a gallant figure I must have made in my tricorn hair, tricorn trousers, and an unexpurgated first edition of the Union Jack.
Did you say covered wagon?
Yes, and here's a photo of me saying it.
And here is a statue of the word thank you.
Good. I'll unveil it tomorrow.
Fine. Are you a millionaire?
No, I'm 7'6" short.
Last. Look, sir, I too am heading west with this retired wooden fish crate.
Ah! Let me out of here, my pal. The pound, great pal.
I say!
Let me out of here.
What are those yellow things champing at the knot hole?
They are the teeth of a dear friend and confidant, the great French poet and lyric plumber, Count Jim Flies. Moriarty.
Does he travel by fish crate?
It's something to do with the devaluation of the franc. I'm not sure. However, apart from which, he is inventing something. Listen, he's working on it, my dear sir. Even now he treads the keys of his Adolf saxophone. Could we hire, perchance, a room on your covered wagon so that the Count may continue undisturbed by disturb?
Well, there's no bath.
No bath? Just what the Count likes at the end of a long day.
Right, now, where's the rent?
In my trousers.
He bent down and sure enough, he had a rent in his trousers!
Hey!
California, son of a fig! Here we come!
Get up there!
Thank you.
That night, the wagon train rested in the plain of the Plat, Plon, Tip, Tok, Glomp, and Plat, Knick, Knack, Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Goon. Splish, splish. I refuse to read on. I won't
read on. I say, will all those prairie dogs never stop howling?
They're always howling. No trees on the prairie.
Listeners who recognize that gag, please keep that trap shut. Well, I'm going to bed. Good night. Oh, 18 stone three. Gad, I'm a heavy sleeper.
Let me out, Bunny.
Shh. Quiet in that crate.
Is it night or day?
Fool. That sort of thing is only for the rich.
Let me out, Bunny.
I'll let you out when you've made enough saxophones to sell to the Indians. Have you?
Yes.
Well, come out. Ah. Hello. Which of all these fish bones is you?
I'm the one with hairs on.
My goodness, the sea trip has done you a power of good. You'll soon be strong enough to lie down, Cap.
The Indians are attacking us with a wild scream. What? It's Davy Ackles and his goon shin cat. You do it and you can clean it up, mate. Now listen.
Yep.
We need help. Yep. Those smelly old Indians are overpowering us.
Hold their nose then, buddy. Hold their nose.
Very good, yes. Get through to Fort Fatang and fetch help.
Okay.
Here's the fare.
Ah, get up!
Fortunately for us, folks, a bare 10 miles away, the U.S. 6th Cavalry were in the area. And a bare 10 miles in America is equal to 3 fully clothed miles in France.
There's discipline for you. Lieutenant Hearn Hearn.
Yes, sir?
Where's your horse?
You only called me, sir.
Well, that's a good answer, son. You must be mighty proud of it.
It belongs to my father, Hearn.
It's a well-worn Hearn, yeah. Here's a dollar, Hearn.
A dollar, Hearn? What for, Hearn?
It's pay as you Hearn. Sergeant Perdue, where's the chuck wagon, Hearn?
French. The worst pain, sir. The most pain.
Oh. Well, if you say so.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Sarge. Here, catch this life belt.
We better get going, Colonel. They say that the nobly Indians are in the vicinity.
Well, let's hope we don't get wind of them.
It's 3 lone Indians.
Call them over. We could do with a lone Hearn. Yeah.
3 jumping for Nakapans. It's a noble knee tribe in full war paint and wallpaper.
Ugh! How vug. Tiff no vindu vug.
I reckon there must be an easier way to make a living, you know. How, Hearn, how?
Me, chief investor in Wall Street. Chief sitting bull and bear, this is my score.
How do you do?
Ugh.
Yes, I thought that too.
And this nit here is my son, great warrior, Fred Smith, OBE.
Hello, boy. I had eggs for tea.
Hey, he looks mighty tall in the saddle.
That's because he's on a horse, mate.
Chief, we want to do business. We're willing to knock all your teeth out for nothing and give you genuine false ones in exchange for old buffalo hide.
Ugh. All my braves have buffalo hides.
Where's yours?
Where's my what, mate?
Where's your buffalo hide?
He's hiding behind that tree, mate.
Sounds like Monkhouse and Goodwin got here first.
Well, look, wait a minute. Me no like what white man offer. You go, or my braves go on four-lane warpath. Now give you Biff and Conk. Biff!
That's my dad, boy.
Watch out, Sitting Bull. I'll get you ashore. My name's Custer.
Ow! Oh, here. Holy smoke! It's something going here.
Me going here.
Well, steady there, son. Steady. You let me get a hold of your coconut shell.
I've been through hell to get here.
There must be a cooler route, son, I reckon.
The wagon train with your wife on board had been attacked by the Indians.
My wife? Is she safe?
Yeah.
I never did like them Indians, you know.
Did any follow you?
Yeah, they're shooting at me all the time. But I just stuck my tongue out at them.
Get wounded?
Yeah.
Where?
In the tongue.
Well, for no reason at all. Oh,
my white man gun and leave no tip. Come, we go on warpath. Take partners for next war dance.
That night, the tribes of the Sioux Confederacy were assembled for war. A white man and his fish crate were the center of attraction.
Red men, I come as a fellow equity member with all dues paid. In this fish crate are what red men need.
Red women?
Later, Jill, later. But plenty of it later. First, I knock on box, Sue. Saxophones from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Come, me let me try play.
You play lovely, sir.
Yes, he plays lovely, doesn't he? Could easily pass for music. I pass.
Good. Tonight, me and braves attack white men with saxophone. Minnie.
Gentlemen, somebody's supplying the Indians with saxophone.
I think I know who it is.
Bring that thing closer, will you? You were saying, Hearn?
I know who they are. Moriarty and Finn.
Where is they hiding?
America.
Chardon, make a note of that at the address, will you?
I'll just spell it.
Don't bother how to spell it. Just write it down.
Okay.
Now read it back, will you? That sounds like the place to me, yeah. All right, man, search America and look under the bed.
Good fight. They've got wind of us. They've got to get away, I tell you.
Don't panic, Cox. Get into this women's disguise kit while Ray Ellington releases his power of song on an unsuspecting world.
Zaj, darling, we're in love, it appears, and I surely want to thank you. But if you get ideas, I'll surely have to spank you. I belong to you, and now I know I show it. You belong to me, and you'd better know it. Give me all your love, sweet sugar, spice, and honey, but don't ever quit. Not for love, no money. You belong to me, Zash. I'd do most anything just to amuse you, but there's nothing that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. I play the game, it's all the same, 'cause I play for keeps. Uh-huh, that's nice. And I'll tell you something more, you better know it.
Meantime, in Dodge City, television center of the Old West, a quack hawks his wares and a wares his hawks. Whichever way is the better, I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's done me a power of good, folks. And, thank you. And there's more where that came from, folks. Citizens of Dodge City, Blood Knock's the name. Dr. Dennis Bloodknock, late of Harley Street, Twickenham. Now, I've cured the aristocrats of the Flynn and the farmers. Now, let me read this testimonial, sir. Dear sir, since taking our course of thunder pills, I feel like a new man. Signed, Mrs. Ivy Chandler. Now then, who will be the first to try it, I say? Who will be the first? Go try some. A Hindu Raja. Give him a big hand.
Thank you, sir. But I'm only a coolie.
Coolie. Give him a small hand, will you?
Thank you, sir.
Now then, mystic son of the East, sip this small sulfur and licorice bomb. Look! Oh, before my eyes. Before my military eyes. The color is coming back to his pallid loincloth.
Good heavens. Oh, good heavens. Where are my trousers and loincloth going?
How do you feel, Prince of the East?
I don't feel well, Ivy. I feel very, very ill.
Ill?
Ill.
You ungrateful swine.
You're a quack, mister. You're a quack.
Steady, Yankee Doodles, or I'll have the red coats on you. I'm a personal friend of Billy Butlin, you know. Careful there. Careful there.
I say, barman, drinks for my lady.
Yeah. I'll have a glass of fish and chips.
And see you put a good head on it.
Well, we don't keep any drink called fish and chips.
What? Come, Moriarty. We shall take our trade and malnutrition elsewhere.
Fool and everything.
Right, Moriarty. You hold the piano. I'll feel the table.
I'm Lieutenant Hearn of the United States Cavalry. Reasonable charges to regular customers. Delighted to meet you too, sir. Now, we're looking for two men who've been selling contraband saxophones to the Red Indians, thereby causing unemployment among white musicians. Pardon me, Mom. Your wig's fallen off.
Wig? How dare you, sir. The unfortunate woman just happens to have gone bald suddenly. It's obviously a case of the new lightning French alopecia. From the song of the same name.
That's right. That's right. Ah, Lapisha, lightning, Lapisha.
First you get it on your nut.
First you get it on your nut. On my nut.
On his nut.
On my nut.
Oh, Lapisha, lightning, Lapisha. Lapisha.
Stop for that, Lapisha. One moment, you two. I seem to recognize your face, sir. Take off that false nose.
What?
Uh-huh. Now them false ears.
I protest.
Now that false suit and that false chest. Just as I thought. I don't know who you are. Who are you?
Lord Nelson.
He had one arm missing.
I have. I used to have three.
Hello. I can't have a hand of cards.
Poker, pontoon, and rummy.
Yeah, and cards. Oh, no.
Well, all right, you fellas, I'll pass.
I'll pass.
I got the mean of folks. I got the mean of folks. I'm calling you, fellas.
Oh, he's calling us all fellas. I shall reciprocate the cake. I shall call him a fella. Hello, fella.
Yeah, what's that under the bottle? I didn't see you under that big black hat with that cut and moustache.
He's a call of the West, partner. Shoes plug of Hopalong Cassidy, cardboard string tobacco. Licorice type. Spit, spit, spitty. Gone right down the frong of my shirt.
Who are you, stranger? Speak up.
I'm Marshal Matt Dillon of 23 Flub Avenue, East Finchley, North 12.
I ain't never seen you in Dodge City before. How do you get here?
I came on the 49 bus on the High Street.
There ain't no buses run out here.
No, it only took me as far as the Odeon. I had to walk all the rest of the way myself.
But now, what about the girl?
Okay, then you're calling, Mad Dan. What kind of hand you got?
Four fingers and a tongue.
I beat you, madam. I got four fingers, two thumbs, and a toe.
Oh, there ain't no such thing.
You think I'm a cheat?
Oh, I think you're deformed.
No man can call Blue Butter deformed unless he's a specialist. Look out, I'm running you in.
I've been running. I've done 10,000 miles. These people are the leaders.
Come on, Mad Dan. Are you going quietly, or do we have to use earplugs?
What's the charge?
The murder of Julius Caesar.
I wasn't alive when he was murdered.
No, I know that. I know that. That is why they had to wait till you was born before we could arrest you.
Down, Mike Caesar!
Yes!
You won't take me dead or alive!
And how are we gonna take you dead?
In between.
He's there now. Let's get him.
What?
Gather your guns, madam. Oh. I'm warning you. See the pantalon movement of my mittened hands as they curl towards the cardboard and string triggers of my shredded wheat cut-out pistol.
Leave all your dirty little trash!
And
I'm off of you, old man! Your father's been looking everywhere for his true beer! Where's all the shopping I sent you for?
I can't you spoil my game. Bye-bye,
and so perish all enemies of the Queen.
And there's more where they came past.
No recognize advice for the ship and them words.
Run for it, Moriarty, they know it.
This then was the situation. Bloodnock pursued by the mob, Grippie pursued by the 9th Cavalry, and Blue Bottle pursued by his mother. With that in mind, will listeners please take in their slack and listen to the occupants of Fort Fatang preparing for the Indian assault.
They won't quell old Hen Cran by surprise. Min, stand against that wall for a certain test.
Oh, okay, Cocky. Ow! Oh, dear! Oh!
Did that hurt, Min?
Yes.
Good, then this is the gun for the Redskins. Now, just in case, I'll get a gun ready for the Blueskins and the Greenskins.
I have to attack soon because the dinner's getting burnt.
They'll never attack a burnt dinner, Min. I tell you. I'm Gloska. What are you doing out of your grave?
He must be feeling better.
Oh, Uncle. At your age. You've been at the hormones again. There go his teeth, Min. That means more dinner for us.
Yes. What's that?
Oh, you hear that, Min?
What's that?
It's the war whoops of the Nakatakar Indians.
Oh, are they the ones that commit atrocities?
Yes, Min.
I'll go upstairs and get ready.
Stop it, Min, do you hear?
What?
You know that's for me, I tell you. He remembers Min. He's remembered in leather. Now, Uncle, get inside that coffin and defend it with your life. Min, get into your best red flannel drawers and defend them to the end. I shall just announce the next part of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, I have pleasure in announcing a knock at the door. Last, there's been a change in the program. Who is it?
So, folks, with rivers of blood being shed, we say good night from Happy Drome. Oh. Hey, got me, folks. Another unhappy ending, especially for me.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded programme starring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with Ray Ellington and Max Geldry. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade. The script was by Spike Milligan. And the producer was John Browell.